Everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I am here to recap this week's episode of Drag Race UK season 3 or series 3, depending on where you're watching this. Episode 2, Dragathon. I guess that's the name of our episode, Dragathon. That is our challenge, obviously. So there you go. That's what we're going to get, Dragathon. I'm going to preface it by saying I did not enjoy this episode that much. So my review may be slightly negative. It is nothing against the queens. It is nothing against the show. It is just against this episode. I did not enjoy the challenge. I did not enjoy the runway, which is very, very rare. But that's the way it goes. Sorry, everyone. After such a really, really great first episode, I was very disappointed in this one. But it's still an episode of Drag Race, and that's all I can ask for. So I am happy to recap it for you all. Just bear in mind, my opinions are going to come out, and you're going to hear them. You're also going to hear spoilers, because I'm going to talk about who went home this episode and who won. So get ready for that. But let's get into this episode. Starting with last week's Insta story polls of all of the looks. I put them all together, and then I average them out. So we had an average score for everyone. And I'm going to show you each week who gets the top toot and who gets the bottom boot based on the polls. If you want to see all the results, they are in order being ranked on my website. And that is at sashayawaywithberry.com. You can go find them all there. It is under the international page. And you can see all the looks that we voted on and how they ranked by the votes. They're in order of top to bottom. So there you go. But we're going to start with these for last week. And our top two went to Miss Victoria Scone. I couldn't agree more. She got 100% toot on all three of her looks. That's the entrance look, the hometown look, and my favorite things look. This is the first time that has ever happened on any of my Insta story polls. So huge shout out to Victoria Scone. This is a giant beat. Herstory has been made on my Insta story polls with Victoria Scone's first episode. Bravo to you. And then, of course, we have the other side of it. Our bottom boot this week was Miss Electra Fence. I'm not going to call her Electra Shock this week. I apologize for that, everyone, last week. I don't know what I was... I mean, I know what I was thinking. I was thinking Electra Shock, and she was on Drag Race Down Under, and her name was in my head. But this is Electra Fence. She did only get 20% toot on Instagram with the average for these three looks. So she was our bottom look of the week. Sorry, Electra, but, you know, someone's got to be there. We can't all have 100% toots like Victoria Scone. We get a brief glimpse of our Brit crew, who is once again not in the studio. I'm assuming this is because of COVID, but at least they get a little bit of airtime. And I have to say, it's a little blurry. I apologize for that, because they were waving, but they are both very, very attractive, of course. And who knows, maybe at some point we will get them in the studio. But I'm thinking probably not, since the first 2 weeks we've not seen them at all. There you go. Our little mini challenge is going to be Rupert Market Sweeps. She is really cashing in on these nonsensical mini challenges. Last week we played Dirty Charades. This week, our winner from last week, Miss Crystal Versace, gets to be shady with the other queens, and she gets this little supermarket set up, and she has to pick out the tags and give them to her competitors. And first was the star buy. This is the queen that she thinks is the biggest threat. And she gives that, of course, to Victoria Scone. And then she was a little shady later on and saying, oh, I thought you just meant the biggest, meaning the fattest. Do not go for fat jokes like that. It was a little triggering for Victoria, which we find out later that she has suffered from body image and from bulimia when she was younger, because she's been doing dancer and she's been told she had to be thin. And so that's how she kept herself thin. And she is very happy with herself now. So it was a little, it was wrong. And all the other queens thought so as well. It was really, really uncomfortable. The next one was the bargain bin, and this is the worst looks or the worst taste, I think it was. And she gave that to River Medway based on last week's runways. I don't think Rivers were the worst. I think Electra Fence was, which our polls also showed. But, you know, she's going to do what she wants. That's the way it is. Our next was the hot deal. And this, of course, is the trade of the season. And you cannot dispute that that is Miss Ella Vidae. So sexy, so cute. I woke up one day this morning and the immediate alert on my phone was that Ella was doing a Instagram live, and I immediately went on, and she was shirtless, but only from here. You only saw from her chest up. But looking rather delicious on the screen, and found out that she has a boyfriend of 10 years. So bravo for you. I'm also in a 10-year relationship, so we met around the same time. But so, so cute, and definitely my pick for trade of the season. This trade of the season is very touchy, because trade, they're not really trade, they're just the cutest. Trade is a very different meaning to me. I know that people have disputed all the time. They always say the trade is the season is always the cutest or hottest one, but that's not really what trade is. So Ella Vidae, super sexy, my crush for this season as well. The next was out of date. This is the most irrelevant, I believe is what Rue said. And she gave that to Veronica Green. And I think she said that she did that because she's old. Again, not a very creative read. Also just mean. I mean, it's just the way it is. I don't understand this one, but it's fine. Who cares? Honestly, it's a 19-year-old doing this. And the last one was the bog off, which I don't know what this really means. Sorry, I'm getting alerts on my screen. But this is the queen who will be the next one eliminated. And that went to Miss Electra Fence, just based on last week's performance is what she said. And that you can't do 20 tricks to survive every week. Shady. Yeah, she was very, very shady. There was a lot of uncomfortableness and yeah. Talk in the talking heads were like, it was rude. It was uncalled for. Yeah. And I agree it was, but it's television. That's what they're going to, she's giving what the cameras want. We have a guest for our challenge this week, and this is Miss Oti Mabuse. I don't know who that is, but she is adorable, and she was so excited to be there. She's apparently been on, was the winner on Strictly Dancing. I don't know if the first season or what, but she won that. And I'm not going to make up things. I thought it was like Dancing with the Stars. That's what I thought it was. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Because maybe she's a celebrity. I just don't know who she is. but the queens were all excited to see her. And she might be the most excited guest to ever be on Drag Race. And that made me happy, because I like when people appreciate what they're given, when they're given a chance to do this. She's our choreographer and she is our guest judge as well. Our first group is the Ride or Dies, and they are doing bike work. And they had to dance while they were on the bikes as well. There was some floor work as well, where they got off the bikes and did some stuff. This is Charitza May, Vanity Milan, and Electra Fence. Charitza May is the only one that wasn't a dancer, and she fully admitted that, she pulled through and did fine. Our next group, I can't remember the name of this, it was something about being mothers or babies. They all had babies. They were all mothers. And this is their workout. I don't remember the name of it. I didn't write it down. I didn't take a picture of it. But it is, I'm going to try to get our names right again. That is Scarlet Harlot, Ella Bidet. Oh my God, Charity Case and Victoria Scone in this round. Victoria is having a knee problem. She hurt her knee doing a slide in last week's lip sync. And so she is not the most mobile person this week. And that's the way it goes. This one was weird because Ella and Victoria are actual dancers. Victoria's hurt, so she can't do much. Ella was great. Scarlett is not a dancer at all and didn't really pick up choreography very well. And Charity Case was just a mess. Clearly not a dancer as well, and really, really got in her head about not being a dancer. So they were kind of a mess in this group. Our last group are the Ball Busters. I believe that is their name, and they're doing works with the, I don't know what they're really called, balance balls, workout balls, whatever they are, the big inflatable balls. And this is, oh my God, Veronica Green in this unitard. I don't know what this was about. I don't know why she was wearing this. I don't understand it. It was so weird. Then we have River Medway, Kitty Scott Claus, and Crystal Versace is on their end. I don't know what else to say about this group. They were, Crystal was the worst dancer, obviously, but she really worked hard at it. And apparently they really, really worked together off camera when they were working on it. And she thanked them all for that in this. RuPaul on the runway, giving us this sheer gold stripe dress. It's not quite long enough. You can see a lot of her shoe. Or maybe she's just wearing too high of a heel. Maybe she should not have done a platform. I don't know. This wig, though, is gorgeous. It is so good. I really, really like the wig. The dress is fine. It's just not one of my favorites. But she still looks great. Here's our Dragaton performance. We went right into it. And like I said, I hated this challenge. I thought it was stupid. It did not entertain me at all. It was just a bunch of people screaming and then dancing somewhat. So here's our whole group together. They did like this warm-up number at the beginning. My favorite part about this was seeing Charity Case come out in not spooky drag. She came out as like this blonde airhead. And I think she looked really, really good. We'll get a close-up of her a little bit later. This was our first group, the Ride or Dies. They do not look like a group at all. They look like three separate individuals. They decided not to coordinate their outfits. Theresa May was the standout of this group. She was super funny. She did exactly what she needed to. I mean, just this blouse alone over her bodysuit is hysterical. Vanity's wig is atrocious. And I didn't really even pay much attention to Electra Fence because she kind of faded into the background. This was not a great group, in my opinion. I thought they were probably the worst of the group, but we find out later that they're all judged individually as well. Theresa May was the standout in this group, who's the one that's not a dancer, but also they were dancing on bikes, so how exciting is that? I don't know. The next are the Ball Busters. This was the standout group of the week. They did a great job. They had to be like army drill sergeants, so they were all kind of mean and gruff. I thought Kitty Scott Claus was phenomenal in this. Veronica Green did a great job. River Medway, again, kind of faded for me. And then you see Crystal Versace there in the background. She, during the like group part of the dance, she was literally behind River and you couldn't see her. And I didn't know if that was intentional because she didn't know the dance moves or if she was just out of place because she should have been off to the side a bit. So I don't know who was right, who was wrong, but you couldn't see her. And maybe it was just the camera angle. I don't know. But it was very, very apparent and distracting to me. I was like, you can't even fucking see her. Is it, you just assume that she doesn't know the dance moves, so she's hiding. I don't know. But they were the best group, in my opinion. The last one is the mommies with their babies. And we have Scarlet, Harlot, Elevidé, Victoria Scone sitting on a stool because of her knee. And there on the very end is the one and only Charity Case as the blonde bimbo. I think she looked fantastic in this. I didn't care what she did. I was just happy to see her doing something different, and not wearing a mask. She can go back to mask now. I just wanted to make sure that she could do this, and she proved it to me. So now go back and do your drag. I appreciate you, and I liked it. This one, they had the, it was the shortest one. It was really, really fast. And you didn't really get to see much of anyone. I mean, they highlighted that Charity Case struggled with her dance moves. They highlighted that Victoria was sitting on a stool, and that was really it. That's all you got to see. Yeah, I don't understand it. On the runway, it is red carpet. Ready, red carpet something. I didn't write it down either. And I knew that I should because I wasn't going to remember it. But this is Charitza May's red carpet look. Looking at it now, I actually like it more than I did on the runway. I think it's fine. It's not great. I really had a problem with this runway. I will say I love her wig, especially with that little crown made out of hair on it. The skirt is fine. The jacket is fine. It's just, it doesn't excite me at all. But it is one of the better ones that we get to see, especially the wigs choices this week were atrocious. They were so wrong for the challenge, and I just didn't understand them. So she looks good. For this challenge, she is one of the better ones. Next, we have Electra Fence. And it was terrible. The wig is bad. The dress is bad. The dress swallowed her up. There was so much fabric. It looked great when she was walking with her back to us because it really flowed out and you could see how dramatic it was, but it's ugly fabric as well. Yeah, it's just not good. And she is a short queen, and that much fabric is just going to swallow her up. And that was the problem with it. Next, we had Vanity Milan giving us Lavender Nude Illusion. I didn't mind this. I think the dress is cute. The wig is awful. And that's really all I can say about it. But I think the dress is fine. I don't think they had a problem with that. But the wig was really, really bad for me. Next, we have Kitty Scott Claus, and she is giving us Marilyn Monroe. And I think she looks fantastic. I think the wig is good. I think the dress is good. Is it the most creative? No, because it's copying a past celebrity look. This is Marilyn Monroe, and then Madonna did it for her video of, oh my God. You know what I'm talking about. The Madonna video. I can't think of the name of it. It's going to come to me at some point. But I think she looks wonderful. I think her waist looks really cute in this. I think her hips are fantastic. Her upper body is fantastic as well. It's the perfect length, it's the perfect cinch in for the mermaid. So I think she looked really, really good. I thought she was probably going to be our winner this week, honestly. Next, though, we have Crystal Versace, and she is giving us a bodysuit with a skirt attached. I don't like it. I don't think it's right for a red carpet look. Is it good? Sure. Is it right for red carpet for me? No. I don't know where she's going in this to the red carpet, on a red carpet. I don't know what red carpet this is. I will say her wig is good. It's one of the best ones of the night. It's appropriate for the outfit as well. And she's wearing a breastplate, which, you know, I am always a fan of. So I think she looks good. I just don't understand it for the challenge. That's all. Next, we have River Medway. I actually really like this wig. I like that it's a little messy. The outfit I don't love. Again, it's a bodysuit with a skirt. And some fabric draped over the side. I know she makes a lot of her stuff, so I'm assuming that she made this, but I could be wrong. I don't know. It may just be a bodysuit that she embellished and then attached this fabric to it. But I don't hate it. I don't love it and don't hate it. But I will say I do really like the wig. I like that it's a little messy. And I know that a lot of celebrities on the red carpet had that messy look for a while. Next is Veronica Green, and she's apparently giving us an ode to Kylie Minogue. I don't know that apparently Kylie Minogue wore this. Everyone seemed to think so. I don't like the dress, and I hate this wig. I think the wig is terrible. I think it swallows up her head, because it is so full. And I'm not a fan of the dress either. I think if the dress was a full gown and not the high-low gown, I would have liked it more, but I hate the top of it as well. Next, we have Charity Case. This is one of my favorite runway looks. I think she looks fantastic. I know that he said that it doesn't really look like red carpet to me, but I could totally see someone wearing this to a red carpet. They didn't say what kind of red carpet it was, which is maybe the issue. They just, I think, assumed everyone was going to the Oscars. But this I could see like going, this is very 20s, so it could be for a movie premiere of a movie set in the 20s, like The Great Gatsby, Sunset Boulevard, any kind of thing like that. It's very period. Does she need the boa? No. I would have maybe dragged it behind me if you're going to have it, or take it off and drag it behind me, because you do want to see the rest of the dress, which I think is really, really interesting. I love her tattooed leg sticking out of it. I think that is super special. And this turban is exquisite. You know, I love a good hat. And so I think this was really, really fantastic. I think she looked great. One of my favorites on the runway this week. Next, we have Elle of the Day, and she is giving us full-on pageant glamour in this gown. This is a gown that you would see, you know, maybe at the Oscars. Again, the wig is just bothersome to me. I think the length of it is wrong. When you're wearing a gown like this, you want your hair up and off your shoulders. And so, yeah, I just think it's the wrong wig. The dress is lovely. Is it super special? No, but she looks great. Next, we have Scarlett Harlett, and I actually really like the way she looks. I think she put it together well. She walked a little weird on the runway, and I couldn't figure out why. But she's standing kind of sheepish and demure. I don't know if that's what she was going for, but it didn't work for me in this because you're in this super red, sexy dress to give that off. I do like her wig. Again, I don't like hair on the shoulders in a gown like this. And I almost would have preferred her without this necklace. When you have this beautiful off-the-shoulder dress, just leave it open and show off your neck, put your hair up, have some nice earrings. That's all you need. But I'd like the dress. I think she looks good. Finally, we have Victoria Scone. I don't like this dress at all. She is wearing sneakers under that, which you can kind of peek through there because of her knee. And again, this wig is just too much for this dress. People, I don't, who wears wigs like this with a formal gown? I just don't understand it. You need your updo pageant hair, and it needs to be off your shoulders or pull it back into a ponytail, something to get it off of the dress. The dress should be the focus when it's red carpet. That's all I have to say. I told you I did not enjoy this runway. I did say some nice things about things that I wasn't expecting to, so there you go. Theresa May, River Medway, Elle of a Day, Scarlett Harlett, and Victoria Scone are all sent back to safety first. I think I agree with all of those, honestly. I probably would have put Crystal Versace in the safe group as well, and maybe put Theresa May in the top, just because I enjoyed her more in the thing. Like I said, Crystal Versace, I couldn't see her dancing. And it was maybe it was the camera, maybe it was her, I don't know. But that's why I would not have put her in the top. These are our tops and bottoms, though, and that is from, I don't know which way it look is going on the camera. So I'm just gonna say Electra Fence, Vanity Milan, Kitty Scott Claus, Crystal Versace, Victoria Green, and Charity Case. Those are our tops and our bottoms. And we will get into who is who right now. But this is the top group that is, you know, Kitty Scott Claus, Crystal Versace, and Veronica Green. I don't know that I would put Veronica Green in the top either, but I certainly would not have put Crystal in the top for this challenge at all. Of these three, I thought Kitty Scott Claus was the best on the runway and in the challenge, and that's my opinion. That leaves our bottom three to be Electra Fence, Vanity Milan, and Charity Case. Again, I would not have put Charity Case in this bottom. I'm not sure why she was there, but you know, they had to put someone there. The other two, sure. They were in the worst group as far as I'm concerned on those bicycles, and they were the worst two. Chorizo May was by far the standout of that group, so I guess that is fair. Yeah, that's it. Our winner, though, is once again Crystal Versace for the second week in a row. I don't understand this. I don't get it. I think she was more surprised than everyone else on that stage that she won, because she knows that she should not have won. I really thought it should have been Kitty Scott Claus. And she would have been my last choice of those, the top three. But there you go. She won her second repeater badge in 2 weeks. And that's just the way it is. Our bottom two this week are Electra Fence, once again, and Vanity Milan. They will be lip syncing for their life. And I really thought they were going to put Charity Case down in the bottom, but I think they just wanted to get rid of Electra Fence. And so they put Vanity Milan there because they knew that she would be a better lip syncer maybe than Charity Case. I've never seen Charity perform, so I don't know what she can do. But that is just my thinking. They were like, we got to get rid of Electra Fence and we need someone down there that can send her home. And that's why they chose Vanity Milan. The song was Moving On Up, performed by M People. This is the perfect song for Vanity. Electra Fence is going to do all of her tricks and stuff again, and that's fine. But Vanity Milan is going to give us a performance, and she did. She was really, really great in this. And Electra Fence did the kiss of death, and she jumped off the stage. You're not supposed to leave the stage anymore. I think it's been banned in the U.S. version once. I think it was season 3 that happened with India Farah and Mimi I'm First. And everyone was going off the stage that season. So it was kind of like an epidemic happening. And so I think they're not allowed to leave the stage or come towards the judges. I mean, there were times where some of them were like singing at the judges' table. And so I don't think that's allowed any, certainly not allowed for COVID, but I don't think it's allowed at all on the US version. So I don't know if it's allowed there in the UK either, but she jumped off the stage into this little death drop split thing. It didn't work because Vanity Milan is safe and lives for another day. You can see her hair is down. She shook it all out because it was falling apart. The purple on her lips is almost gone from her lip syncing, I guess. I didn't notice it before the lip sync started, but all that purple is gone. That means we're saying goodbye to Electra Fence and this terrible wig. I don't understand this wig or this outfit, but we are losing her. I thought she should have gone home last week. I enjoyed Anubis's lip sync much more, but I'm not a judge. This week, we lose her. She wrote on the mirror, "I couldn't reach, only joking, love Vanity." I don't know if that means she loves Vanity or if she's saying that Vanity should have gone home. I don't know, because then there's a bunch of scribbles at the bottom and who knows what she's doing. But we'll see what the queens say about it next week when they're in the workroom and read Love Vanity. Then Miss Victoria Scone gets summoned to the stage and is told that she has to go to the hospital to be checked out for her knee, and it will be determined by the hospital if she gets to return to the competition or if she has to go home. This happened to Eureka. We saw it happen on the show. I foresee it happening again because they really do have to take the queen's safety in mind first. So I don't know that she's going to be back next week. I hope she is, because she is probably my favorite queen on the season. But I am not super hopeful that she's going to be back. I know that they will probably invite her back for another season. Great. And yeah, who knows? Who knows? Maybe they can give her a shot of cortisone. The swelling will go down and she'll be fine. It's just, it's up in the air. They did not show her in the previews, and I'm sure that's intentional, so you don't know if she comes back or not. And not giving away that she was, did not come back. I think it's just an intentional thing to be like, oh my God, where is she? Where is she? On to that. Next time we are getting a design challenge, and they have to create two camp looks out of all this camping garbage. And there was a bunch of it. I only took this one snapshot of it. I love a design challenge. I love an unconventional challenge. So I am excited for this. I think queens are going to struggle with this, some of them. And I think some are going to really, really shine. I know Charity Case makes all of her own stuff. I think River Medway makes all of her own stuff. It sounded like Elle of a Day does not make anything of her own. So I hope this is not the demise of her, but we shall see. I know that Vanity Milan's husband makes a lot of her stuff. I don't know if they make it together or if she designs it and he makes it. So I don't know how she'll do. I'm assuming Crystal Versace doesn't make her own stuff. But you know, how hard is it to make a bodysuit or a catsuit? She'll just do it out of plastic and win. I hope she doesn't win this next week, but that's just me being a bitch. I'm sorry I was so negative on this episode. I just didn't enjoy watching it. I thought about not doing this recap until tomorrow to let my mind settle. And then I was like, nope, just get it out there, be done with it. And then you don't have to think about it again. There you go. If you want to toot and boot this week's looks, we are just doing the runway this week. So it is just the one look from each queen. You can do that on my Insta story. I'm going to put it up sometime tomorrow. I like to give people here in the United States some time to watch the episode before I put the toots and boots up there. But they will be up there sometime tomorrow, probably tomorrow evening. I'm going to the museum in the morning, so probably not until later in the day. So look for them tomorrow evening, Saturday morning. They're there for 24 hours. That is on my Instagram at Sashay Away with Barry. You can follow me there and it will be posted sometime tomorrow. I want to thank you all for watching and listening and putting up with me this episode with my little negative attitude about this episode. It's just my personal opinions. Again, nothing against these queens, nothing but love for them. I love drag and I appreciate all of their drags. I just have personal opinions. I have personal preferences, and that is who I am and why I do this recap show, because I just like to talk about drag. If you have something to say and you want to tell me how much you disagree with me and hate me, feel free to put it in the comments. I'm not opposed to that. I value everyone's opinion. Don't put hate in there. I have been told I'm old. I've been told I'm fat. I know all of this. It's all true. But you don't need to cite that. And if you want to talk about drag, great, let's talk about drag, but don't get personal and don't attack these queens either, because there's no reason for it. We're all people. And we just are trying to get by in this world. Anyway, please stay safe out there. I'm going to say it again. If you can get the vaccination, wear your mask when appropriate, social distance when you can, and please stay safe. We need to protect each other and ourselves. And we are going to get through this pandemic. We just have to make it happen. That's all I can say is it's on us to make it happen. So do your part, do what you can. I love you all. And thank you for watching and listening. I'll be back with you next week.